Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a remake of an old Clint Eastwood, Don Siegel Civil War movie, and it's called The Beguiled.
Another Coppola offering, this one by the daughter, Sophia. This stars Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell, Kirsten Dunst, who I thought did a good job. It takes place in 1864 in Virginia, but this was quite dull, I thought.
It was touted as being the female perspective on this same kind of story that some people will remember from the old Clint Eastwood movie, and it didn't seem all that insightful to me.
No, and the audience would have to believe that these women who are in the Deep South would feel crazed to have a man in their midst, even though he's a Union soldier. And I'm telling you, I think by the fact that he was a Union soldier, they would have killed him right off the bat. They wouldn't have taken care of him.
Well, that may well be, but I think the idea is more intriguing than the execution.
Yeah.
Because here you have the opportunity to explore those themes of sexual tension and repression and do it in a way that would be entertaining for the audience. But to me, maybe in the majority opinion, but I thought it was dull. And it won Sofia Coppola the Best Director prize at the Cannes Film Festival, so there are a lot of people who liked it a lot better than I did.
Well, they haven't been in the South, I guess. It just simply didn't seem plausible. The dialogue seemed stilted. They were all trying to do Southern accents, which came off badly.
And you would know.
They show the pillars of the plantation home at least five times, and I guess that's to make sure the people in the audience know it's taking place in the South.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.